Tim! Tim! Guess who's in the building?
Well, it's not shaking, so it can't be your mom.
Kelly Barnes from Detroit Today.
The news magazine show.
That's right. You know, her show on fabric softeners changed my life. It turns out that Light and Fluffy was responsible for my chafing problem. No, I had this really scaly rash, you know.
Al, I just ate lunch.
Hi, Tim. I'm Kelly Barnes, Detroit Today, Channel 10.
Hi, Kelly Barnes. Tim Taylor, Tool Time. What are we, Channel 123 now?
Al Borland, pleasure to meet you.
Oh, you too.
I stopped chafing because of you.
Just now?
No.
Al, got something to do?
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
Well, Tim, Detroit Today is thinking about doing a story on you and your show.
Do you really think you can capture what we do in the show? It's not just about tools, it's about reclaiming the male spirit.
Yeah, I know. It's a powerful manifesto for men in the 90s.
Well, not just men in the 90s, but younger men, too.
Hey, you know, that looks just like the old jack plane my dad used to use. They started making these in the 18th century.
That's right. You know your tools, huh?
You know what would make a great tool time? An entire show about hand tools.
I love that idea.
You know, I've always been fascinated by that whole man tool gestalt thing.
Yeah, me too.
Do you feel that when you use a hand tool that it's like an extension of your own body?
I do now.
At me. Does it look like I'm capable of preparing a decent meal?
No one said I had to be decent. Just make what you usually make.
Mom, look, you didn't iron my pants for school tomorrow.
Well, I am so sorry, Brad. I've been selfishly tending to my fever. Hand them over, I'll iron them with the heat from my forehead.
All right, sorry.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dad, how's it going?
Great. Honey? How are you feeling?
Lousy. My head feels like a lead
balloon. That's too bad. I'll tell you, the good news is I feel great. Big week at Tool Time.
Yeah, what's going on?
We're going to do a special show on hand tools, which, by the way, are not just hand tools. They're an extension of my body.
Tim, I think you and your tools are seeing too much of each other.
Well, Detroit Today doesn't think so. They're going to do a whole profile on me.
Detroit Today, isn't that show with Kelly Barnes?
Yeah, she's in the studio today.
Man, she's fine. Has she looked that awesome in person?
Oh, that's not the way that goes. Nothing compared to your mother, of course.
We have a very special show for you today.
It's actually more than a show. It's a powerful metaphor for how men live their lives today.
That's right. We're going to be getting back to basics. We'll be working entirely with hand tools.
I like to call it Tool Time Unplugged.
We're doing a whole show with no power.
Because real power doesn't come from electrical current. It comes from the current within man.
Of course, you want to be sure that current is grounded in reality. But we're going to be building a mahogany chest just like this one.
Start out with a handsaw. When a man uses a handsaw instead of a power saw, he can see and feel the relationship between the saw and the wood. See it. Feel it. See it.
Feel.
see anything happening.
Well, that's because mahogany is a very, very dense wood.
Ah.
And the challenge with hand tools is you got to stick with it. So, Al, please,
stick with it.
While Al is sticking, I'd like to talk about the deeper meaning behind tool time. What defines the soul of man? Stick with me while we plumb the depths of my own personal gestalt.
Tim, the only thing these people want to see you plumb is a toilet.
Al, I think you misjudged my audience. I think they want to go on this very manly journey with me. Right, guys? You guys, sit back down. Next segment, Heidi's doing a vibrating sander demonstration.
Tim, fabulous show.
Thanks. Did you like that metaphor about the current within the man?
Oh.
Usually around here, the current runs through the man.
Very clever. So, what are you going to show me next?
Well, we can either go to my house and show me the tool man takes off his belt, or better yet, we can go by Harry's Hardware and show you where I bought the belt.
Well, you know, we should do both. I want to know everything there is to know about you.
Yeah. Okay, well, we might as well start at the beginning. When I was first born, I was a tool man, actually a tool tot. You know my first two words?
No.
Ooh, ooh.
That's so cute.
Okay, well, let's head over to Harry's Hardware then.
Yeah, this way.
Night, guys.
Bye.
Did you see the way they were flirting?
Al, they're just being friendly.
Friendly? She was coming on to him, and he was coming unglued faster than the last thing he glued.
She's not coming on to him.
No, you just wouldn't understand. You're not a sexual creature like me.
Hello, Al.
Hi, Tim told me you were sick, so I brought you over my very special vaporizer. I've used this ever since I was a little boy to nurse myself back to health.
That is so sweet.
There you go. Now, the cowboy's arm is the on-off switch. And the steam comes out the horse's mouth.
Gosh, I don't know whether to say thank you or yippee-tai-hi-yo.
Well, use it every night. You'll be back in the saddle before you know it.
Thanks, partner. By the way, I saw Tool Time today. Am I insane, or did I hear Tim actually use the word gestalt?
Well, he picked that up from me, because I use that all the time. I can't stop using that word, gestalt. Gestalt, gestalt!
He was showing off for that reporter, wasn't he?
Reporter? No. He was showing off for me. And it's my fault because I use that musk aftershave.
He is so pathetic. A beautiful woman strokes his ego and he starts strutting around like he's God's gift to cable television.
Well, I'm sure you have nothing to worry about.
I didn't say I was worried. Should I be worried?
No, you shouldn't be worried. I'm not worried.
I mean, it's okay with me if he wants to go around acting like an idiot.
Does it all the time.
Why, as long as he doesn't send out any signals that he's interested in her.
No, definitely not sending out signals. No. But if he was, which he's not, what kind of signals would those be?
Well, when Tim was first interested in me, he would do things like brush the hair out of my eyes and tuck it behind my ear. Or whenever he held the door open for me, he'd guide me through by gently touching the small of my back.
You know, when I was first dating Eileen, I had some pretty smooth moves of my own.
Yeah.
There was this one night at miniature golf. I gave her this kind of subtle come-hither look as we stood by the windmill.
I see the chafing's back, Al. Right this way.
Right, here we are in the home of the tool man.
Let's take a look around. Here's my wife.
Ah, here's his lovely wife, Jill.
God, Tim! You didn't tell me they were coming tonight. I look awful.
Oh, you look great. Except for that crusty stuff around your nose.
Tim,
Kelly Barnes from Detroit Today.
Hi.
Hi, Jill. Nick, cut. Jill, look, you don't have to worry. We'll come back and interview you and the kids another time.
Oh, I'd appreciate it. Sorry.
Thank you. Hi, Al. It's nice to see you here. I didn't know you and Tim were friends outside of the show.
Yes, we are. I'm also extremely fond of Tim's beloved wife, Jill. I just stopped by to lend her my cowboy vaporizer.
It's a great companion piece to his howdy doody heating pad.
Oh, I love men who are funny.
I love being funny. What do you say? We got the garage now, and I'll show you the hot rod.
Oh, okay. Great.
You've seen the tool man at work? Now, you see the tool man at play. Now, you can go in first.
Gotta go.
So, finally done?
Well, I am, but there is no telling when those two will be done.
Wait a minute. What do you think of this one?
Oh, that's the biggest one I've ever seen.
So, the interview finally over.
Well, actually, I think it'd be a good idea if I take the whole crew and Kelly down to Big Mike's. Show them where we do our post-production work for Tool Time.
Should we get going, huh?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Really nice to meet you, Jill.
Nice to meet you.
See ya.
Tim? Can I speak to you for a moment, please?
Kelly, you go on. I'll be right in your tail. What's up?
You tell me.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you. You and Kelly, you're flirting like crazy. I mean, you brushed your hand against the small of her back.
Oh, my God, not the small of her back.
Tim, you are crossing the line.
By touching the small of her back?
Yeah.
You might have a point if I was touching, like, the big of her front.
You're acting like a hormone-crazed teenager.
You're getting all worked up over nothing. We're two professionals just doing a job. Pete's sake, honey, she's not even my type. That voluptuous look that drives most men crazy, that type does nothing for me.
But you did manage to notice.
Well, I'm an observant guy.
Okay. What was I wearing before you went in the garage?
You changed?
Wilson?
Now, I hope I'm not disturbing you, my nasally challenged neighbor, but I brought you a home remedy for your cold.
Oh, thank you. Come on in. Why are you wearing a mask?
Well, Jill, I didn't want to get any of your germs because I'm on my way down to the birthing center. I'm their substitute midwife.
Wilson, you are amazing. Whoa, this smells strong.
Yes, that's my own special blend of lemon, honey, oak barrel, scotch whiskey. Some people say it is the quintessential hot toddy.
Wow!
So where's Tim?
Well, he's with a little hot toddy of his own.
Oh, that voluptuous young lady that's been following him around. That type does nothing for me.
Well, she keeps telling him how great he is, and he's turning into Tim the Drool Man.
Well, Jill, as the French say, there is nothing so silly as the expression of a man who's being complimented by a woman.
What do the French say when the compliments turn into something more serious?
I believe that term would be, ooh la la.
Wilson, you should have seen the way they were acting around each other.
I really wouldn't be concerned about it, Jill. Probably it's just their pheromones at work.
Pheromones, what's that? Mm-hmm.
They're chemical signals which are picked up by a sense organ in the nose. Many times it can indicate a physical attraction.
And I'm not supposed to be concerned?
You and Tim share something much bigger.
A mortgage?
No, endorphins. They're the chemicals that make you feel needed and loved.
Mm. So you think that Tim's endorphins are stronger than his pheromones?
Well, knowing Tim as I do, I'm sure they are.
Oh, Wilson, thank you so much. Just listening to you talk about Tim's making my endorphins kick in.
Actually, Jill, that may not be the endorphins. It's probably the booze and the hot toddy.
Nothing like Big Mike's. Two blocks east of Jefferson, right near their old assembly plant. That's where I go, get my favorite sandwich, the Big Stink. How was the lady stink?
It lived up to its name.
How about dessert?
You know, actually, I think we've had enough. Why don't you pack it in, Nick, huh?
No problem.
Okay.
Well. Tim, do you feel like hanging back and shooting at a pool?
I can do that.
So if I let Nick go home, you could give me a lift?
I could do that.
Great. Good night, Nick.
Okay. I'll break him.
Okay, I will wreck. This?
Yeah, okay.
Whoa! Well, maybe I should break.
Okay.
All right.
She's good at pool?
Oh, I'm good at a lot of things.
You're good with balls.
Tim, you're blushing.
No, I'm not. No, that's that's the Big Stinkies. I shouldn't eat those. Really shouldn't eat the sauerkraut. I'm allergic to sauerkraut. It makes the blood rush really quickly to my face.
Interesting. You know you shouldn't eat the sandwich, but because of your passion for it, you can't hold back. I like that.
I could hold back if I wanted to. Maybe.
Why resist something you want so much?
Why do I get the idea you're not just talking about the Big Stink?
Because I don't think that's what either one of us is talking about.
No?
Mm-mm.
Oh, whoa. Kelly, I think you got the wrong idea here.
Wait, I thought this was your idea.
Well, then I have the wrong idea.
Wait, I don't understand, Tim. I mean, from the way things were going, I thought we'd end up back at my place, and you'd be licking champagne off my toes.
Whoa. Oh, boy. You know, if I would be licking champagne off anybody's toes, it would have to be my wife's. And that'd have to be some pretty strong champagne.
You know, Tim, you were sending out some pretty clear signals.
You know, if I was, I shouldn't have been. I'm the type of guy, like, on tool time, I tend to get carried away. I'm always pushing that line, but that's on tool time, and this isn't tool time. And the truth is, I really, really love my wife.
Okay. Why don't we just get going, and we'll finish the interview back at your house tomorrow.
Perfect. All right.
All right.
So, I'll give you a lift home?
Actually, you know, why don't I just catch a cab, Tim?
Kelly, two adults. It's okay. I can give you a lift home. Promise, no more signals. Unless I'm changing lanes. Jill?
Hi.
How are we feeling?
Very, very good.
Brought you something that might make you feel better.
More liquor?
Wilson's hot toddy?
Very, very good.
Now, while we finish taping the Big Mike's part, do you remember that line that you told me I might be crossing?
Line. You mean chorus line. One.
Honey.
No, that revival ever comes to town, we have got to see it. I love that show.
Yeah, sit back down. No, it's
so good.
No, I'm talking about the line people might cross if they go past flirting into licking toes dipped in champagne.
You brought me champagne.
Oh, honey, honey, honey!
I'm okay.
Now stick with me. I'm just trying to talk to you.
I'm with you. What are we talking about?
The line.
One.
No, honey. Put your leg down. Leg. Just put your leg down. The
she
other
came
one.
Came on to you, didn't she?
Yes. But nothing happened. Nothing happened. I told her there's nothing she could do to hold a candle to what I have at home. I want you to open your little present.
Present? Nasal spray.
The pharmacist said that'll clear it.
That's so sweet.
Well, there's plenty more where that came from.
You know what Wilson told me today? Mm. He said that there's something inside your nose that makes you attractive to people.
I gotta say, it's not working for me.
So tell me, Mark, what's it like having the tool man for a father?
Oh, it's fun. You get to ride in a lot of ambulances.
And Randy, what's your father's best quality?
Well, he heals pretty quickly.
So, Brad, tell me, is Tool Time your favorite show?
No, actually, my favorite show would have to be yours, Kelly. My friends and I never miss it.
Really, I didn't realize I was so popular amongst kids your age.
You know, I may look like a kid, but I'm actually 19.
And Jill, if you could describe your husband in one word, what would that be?
Mine.